So, Susie, hi there.
Hi there.
I've got a question for you.
Go.
Can we all manifest a great life?
Yes, is my answer. Absolutely, 100%, no doubt, for sure. And why I believe this is the fact that we cook it all up through our own mind's activity. We create our own life. So therefore, we are capable of creating anything wonderful ourselves. It doesn't depend upon having the right education, having the right backup, having some money, having, you know, the right look, or looking gorgeous, or the right stylist or cosmetic surgeon. In my mind, none of this applies. We can and we do create everything in our life. And if we learn how to do things consciously, and we get the rules clear, then we can indeed, and we do, cook up everything.
So that's true then. If someone is having a less than good life or less than great life, is the same mechanism that they would use to create a great life the mechanism they're using to create a not so good life?
Yes. The reason this all works the way it does is because as human beings, floating around on this planet as we do, we're subject to laws of the universe. And the laws of the universe are laws, like laws of physics. They work 100% of the time. And they don't work some of the time, and maybe they are consistent physical laws. And essentially, what we're learning from post-quantum theory is the fact that we create through our mind's eye, our mind's activity, and our consciousness, through thoughts and feelings and emotions. And consciousness really drives what we as human beings experience. So if we manage our thoughts and our feelings and our emotions in a particular way, and we say, for example, we focus on what's going wrong and what we don't want, then we are activating and energetically attracting all of this into our life. And what does this mean? It means that we probably end up with a pretty dreary, fear-filled and stressful life, which frankly, a lot of people are experiencing. And they're experiencing this because their minds are being left really to just focus on negative stuff. And this is encouraged through, for example, reading a newspaper, which I don't know what newspapers the listeners are reading, but probably and very likely it's stuffed full of atrocious, terrible, fear-based news. So this then is what our attention gets placed upon. And similarly, chatting to people will often resonate with, let me tell you a really bad story of what's going wrong for me right now. And then we can speak about it for 20 minutes and then I'll listen to yours. So really creating a life that's not so pleasant, yeah, it's the same principles as creating a great life. It just needs a shift.
So why would anybody, if it's the same mechanism to generate a good life or a bad life, why would anyone choose to generate a not good life?
That's absolutely great question. Why would they? Because they don't know the rules of how it works. Then most people are not aware that what they feel and what they focus upon and what they think about creates what they experience. They really just get like a ping pong ball thrown around day in, day out at work with just chatting about and the negative stuff. And they don't really realize the power of their thoughts and their feelings. Most people I start working with, I say to them, what do you want? And they don't know because they've never actually considered it. So my life's work is about being on a mission to explain and help reveal some of the ways that we create so that we can be more mindful and do it really well. And so doing, we can create happiness.
But you know what? That stuff, that's pretty fundamental stuff we're talking about here. Why is this not taught in schools? It's obviously the natural place to introduce it.
Yeah, that's what I would love to do. And that's what I'm working on at the moment. I'm working on creating a platform, a huge platform for allowing this information to be taught in schools. This is ancient wisdom. It's been known about through the centuries, and it's the basis of a lot of the secret societies. They have this information. It's extremely powerful. Once people get hold of this information, cultures will change and power base will change. All sorts of things will change if people get empowered to live happily.
So listen, we all love a good conspiracy theory, which is probably a negative thing, but has this stuff been suppressed?
Well, yes, it has. But with the great advent of communication technology, there's not a lot you can hold down these days. So it's coming up thick and fast. And now is the time, really, where it's coming onto the platforms. It's becoming much more mainstream. And there's a lot of us in the world now researching like mad and getting really clear about how it all works and uncovering all the ancient wisdom to be able to deliver it so that people know about it. And really, that's what's happening right now.
So, you know, with 70 million iPhones and counting out there, this sounds like a natural product for an iPhone app.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm doing that very thing at the moment. The thing is, most people, when you start talking about it, I've got a really dear friend who's a brilliant woman, and we laugh hysterically. She's a good, good friend of mine for years. And she says, you know the trouble with you, Susie? I said, what's that? You're so positive. It drives me mad. Now, people don't really want to accept that a lot of this stuff is true. People don't want to accept that you can change your life by the way you think and feel. They won't have it because it doesn't support their belief systems. They think that life is just the way it is, and it's a bit of a struggle. Mm. And you have to struggle, and you have to work really, really hard. And at the end of it, you know, shit happens. Let's say, well, that's not my belief system, and that doesn't, it's not supported by the research that I've just spent a decade digging into. We can actually have a great life, and we can all line up with health, and we can all line up with abundance, and we can have a lot more fun and happiness. We just need to apply the rules.
And the core rule is what you're thinking, is your thought process.
Yeah, I mean, like everything, it's, you know, it, there's a bit more of a complexity to it. There's quite a few different layers of things we need to get right. We begin with the idea that our life experience is created through our mind activity, and our consciousness, with our thinking, our thoughts, our feelings, and our emotions combine into creating an energetic focus which corresponds to the kind of life experience we have in life. So manifestation and manifesting is possible. We do it all the time. We create things appearing in our life through our attention and our focus. So the first rule of thumb is be aware of what you focus on, and make sure that the stuff you focus on is the stuff that you want to bring into your life. Because whatever you focus upon, you will be activating, and you'll be creating it somehow energetically in your field. And sure enough, hey ho, magnetically, similar things will be pulled in to your life experience. So I'll give you an example of what I'm talking about. If I focused on lack, if I focused on lack of money, oh, I haven't got enough money, I would go to that party if I had enough money. I'd go on that holiday, but I don't have enough money. Not enough money, not enough money. If that's the focus, then you will be attracting that vibration into your life. We live in a vibrational universe, and everything vibrates and resonates, and it's attractive. You are the most attractive thing in this universe. That is a fact. So if you're focusing and resonating a lack of, let's say, money, then you're going to pull that into your experience. So I recommend not to do that. If you want abundance, concentrate on what you have got. Go outside and have a look and see how much wonder there is out there and how much you really have, and begin thanking and giving gratitude for the stuff you do have.
Well, that is a marvellous, marvellous thought, Susie. Thanks for sharing that with us, and look forward to chatting with you soon.
Yeah, go and have a positive day, Tom.
Thank you, Susie.
Bye.